Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is another
DJ Smell Soap.
Wrecking the Game, Wrecking the Entertainment
Production.
Oh yeah, I had to go ahead and get that intro going on. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good up in the building, aka Captain Smell. So good. How you feeling? All right, y'all. We back in the driver's seat doing what to do. You know what I'm saying? Right here live on the Starship Smell It Prize. And I had to step in to bring y'all some real crazy news. You know what I'm saying? Let me get a little background music. My dog, T. Beasley, got some 3 hours in the background. You know what I'm saying? Get this thing started. A little slow-mo because it's late night. You know, your boy smells good. Don't do it late night like that all the time. But I'm up in here. And what we talking about, people, it's in the headlines, and I'm talking about the headlines. Be careful about the headlines because the head is lying. I'm talking about this McDonald's, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? Of course, every time people try to put out the truth, you always got somebody want to come back and call it a hoax and do all that old kind of BS, you know what I'm saying? Instead of go ahead and summing it up what it's all about. So when you Google McDonald's, human flesh, human meat, any kind of thing like that, you can just Google it, and you will see a slew of different stores. They're including Burger King, and they're including KFC. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of videos. And the last video that was dated February 25th, 2014. You got February 27th, 2014. All this is 2014. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you got people down here talking about it's a hoax, you know, and stuff like that. But let me tell you something, people. When they came out with the so-called hoax of the pink slime that was supposed to be off in the food, you know what I'm saying, and the owners and all that sit up there and talk about, oh, it's it was pink slime that they can't even tell you what it is. Oh, yeah, I'll eat some of it. Yeah, well, I mean, cannibals eat motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, anything. And people with that sick mind state, you know what I'm saying, just like Jeffrey Dahmer type individuals. So that's what I feel, you know what I'm saying, is kind of orchestrating a lot of this stuff. It's not just, I'm telling you, people, listen, I bit down on a McNugget, and I swear it just did not taste right. 2 weeks after and I don't even eat McDonald's. It's just because my boss lady actually brought me the nugget. You know what I'm saying? I don't eat fast food, period. I don't do Wendy's. I don't do Checkers. I don't do none of that. You keep all of that. Really only do KFC. You know what I'm saying? You know. But, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy. After I ate the nugget, you know, I'm like, damn, one side tasted like, you know, then one side tasted different than the other side. I Google, you know what I'm saying? I see a report. McDonald's nuggets are half real. They got byproduct all in it. Chicken knuckles, hooves, pig this, whatever that, whatever we want to throw into it. So this is what I'm saying. If you sitting up here telling me that these people are not putting shit into your meat, and I'm talking about human meat, preferably children, because, you know, I guess that's some kind of young meat and it ain't detectable, you know what I'm saying, like the diseases we pick up as adults. You see what I'm saying? Children are more pure, haven't contracted all that crap, haven't filled their body up with all the drugs and drinking and all that other kind of crap. And it's pure madness, people. It's pure madness. So if you come on to my show, you know what I'm saying, look at the intro photos that I got posted up. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of intro photos. And I don't care how you want to call it, people. I don't do fast food. But it don't make sense that for 20 years, it's been stories out that the meat's been fake, the meat is processed in a different way, they putting all kind of everything in it but beef. It's been studies shown that, you know what I'm saying, the chicken McNuggets ain't chicken McNuggets, they chicken byproducts, So they've been lying to you, talking about it's 100% chicken, it's 100% beef. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna play a song because I gotta upload another clip. But I'm gonna play a little clip, you know. And this gonna prove something to you. I don't know how else, you know what I'm saying. I can try to get it proved to you, but this is real, people. You want to be a denier and all that. If you find more than 20 related articles from different sources, and I'm talking about real credible news sources, man, look at here. Yeah, you better get in where you fit in. Anyway, this is your boy Calvin Smells So Good up in the building, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big for Starship Smelly Prize. And we are taking off up in here, you know what I'm saying, holding down for Wrecking the Game Radio, making you check us out on TLCRN.CF. That's www.TLCRN, the Trilateral Commission Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? And you can find more shows for more hosts. You know what I'm saying? We still got it in under construction, but y'all come through, check us out, show us some support, and we got you. You know what I'm saying? So let me go ahead and get into a song real quick and let y'all hear this TB's live and in person. 3 hours, you know what I'm saying? You can check out my dog TBZ T, and that's capital T, capital B-E-Z-I. And you can hit him up on Facebook, Reverb Nation and all that. Shouts out to Big A, my boy D, you know what I'm saying, holding it down. And everybody out there that loves the sound, you know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get into it. This is TBZ, 3 hours, coming back at you real quick. I'm going to load up this clip so y'all can hear it and flip. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
This ain't a riddle. When I first saw your mama, I knew you was Monica Kate. I mean what I say, say what I mean.
And I'ma keep
Don't
it
to
one power. I'ma take 3 hours for me to have the power.
taking 3 hours to rekindle what we had. Got strikes on the past.
TBZ, you know what I'm saying, representing Tampa, Florida, you know what I'm saying, to the fullest. 813, baby, that's what we do up in here, you know what I'm saying. If you ever want to call in while I'm on the show and holler at your boy live, hit me up 347 with the area code 237-5125. That's 347-237-5125. Let me take a sip for the calls, you know what I'm saying, calls why? Because we get drunk here, you know what I'm saying? Get fucked up, smoking weed and all that good shit. When it's appropriate, you know what I'm saying? But today, yeah, we, let me go ahead and throw in some more background music. My own girl, Miss Janu, a.k.a. Janu the Princess, you know what I'm saying? I'll let y'all hear this song in a few. I'll be playing that at the end for all these fake thugs, and I'm talking about these industry wannabe moguls, you know what I'm saying? People, I don't even know what these people be saying. Every action, you're always going to have an equal reaction, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so you got from HopeSlayer.com, give y'all some unintentional props, because they talking about it's nonsense. McDonald's using human meat is nonsense. It's fake news. It comes from Hustlers, which is some old throw-off website. Let me see what else. And you get the detailed analysis. Let me come for children. Number of people have contacted as the claim was true. Course claims of nonsense is what they keep saying. Real and shocking satire. Okay. Satire. Good satire. Okay. People, please. Listen. They already found it that they couldn't even tell you what the pink slime was. Okay, so we had the pink slime. Oh, hold on, I got my dog said it. Baby Powder Fresh J want to slap in on the conversation. People, I ain't got my beam, you know what I'm saying? So I can't beam y'all mofos up in here, so y'all already know how I do. You know what I'm saying? After the sound of the wow-wow, y'all already know how I get down. You know what I'm saying? Oh, wow-wow.
What's up, bro? What's
up? You know I hold it down for real, for the real. People, we should be able to get some close contact. I have a Texas reporter all the way from Fort Worth, Texas, who's coming in to chime in on this situation. Said he, baby powder fresh, slap your ass in the face if you don't put the J in the J in the building. What's happening, my brother? What's going down?
Nothing much, man. You know, I just started slowly cutting down on McDonald's myself anyway, but even after a while, I stopped cutting. I just stopped really eating it altogether, even the chicken nuggets and stuff. It just,
It seems like too much going on, man. Third eye is opening up, telling you something ain't wrong. I mean, ain't right. Your body is telling you something ain't right. If you putting unnatural stuff into a natural source, what is it going to do?
Cause a natural chain reaction.
And it's going to cause a whole bunch of conflict. You know what I'm saying? And now you got all these other websites since the story, you know, came out. Oh, it's not real. Oh, it's fake. People, motherfuckers get paid every day for creating a blog. The more interesting the blog is, you know what I'm saying, the more they can get people to read it. Of course. So if you got some truth that comes out and a motherfucker over here talking about, oh, that's bullshit, yeah, of course, every action gets an opposite and equal reaction. So just like you got people that believe in Christ, you got people that believe in the Antichrist.
Now, here's the thing, man. Like, it's so much to it. I mean, now with me, it's not, with McDonald's, it's not necessarily where is the meat real. But is it, what did they put, more so even the meat is real, what are you putting into it? Because you mean to tell me, y'all got all this meat that's and all this stuff that's sitting around, and when I get to the, when I get to the drive-thru, I know it's fast food, but y'all got to give me a break. I come to the drive-thru, and then the food is ready in how long? In less than a minute, the food is ready? That don't ring an alarm to you?
Hey. Okay, let me play something for you while we're here. This is the McDonald's blood sacrifice little clip. We're going, it's about 7 minutes. We got enough time. We're going to get into it. Y'all check.
Is it the one where they have the cows and stuff they throw into a little meat grinder? And it's like all like a live horse and all this extra nasty stuff in there or something like that?
Don't know. Let's find out.
Pensaron que me estaba ahogando.
What Maria Gonzalez says she found in her food when she went to Lynn's Buffet last Friday night made her lose her dinner.
Le vi la cola.
I took a closer look and I saw its tail and I started throwing up.
You may not be able to tell what it is right away unless you pick it up.
Para que lo quieran ver, lo pueden ver aquí, lo que viene en la comida. Para que se dé cuenta la gente.
Maria says what made her even more angry was the manager's reaction.
Me regresó mi dinero.
He gave me my money back. He just wanted me to leave. I asked him for a to-go box, and he said to just take the plate and leave.
Leave is what he wanted us to do as well, as we interviewed Maria outside Lynn's Buffet. I think you have a problem.
I mean, you don't know. You weren't sitting in the table, ma'am, so you don't know.
The manager went on to say the woman might have put the mouth on the food herself, but the crowd around us said they were witnesses. Lorena Gonzalez was about to enter the buffet when she realized what was happening.
It's a health issue that nobody's doing anything about it, that the managers just told us to leave, to not tell anybody.
That same night, I went inside the restaurant and asked for the owner, and I was told to leave once again. I looked into the restaurant and found out Lynn's Buffet has a long history of violations. According to the health department website, in a period of 8 months, Lynn's failed six unannounced inspections by food inspectors. Now, this weekend, food inspectors showed up after someone reported the mouse incident. Inspectors didn't find any presence of rodents, but Lynn's failed the routine inspection once again. They had to close for about several hours in order to correct those violations.
Just knowing that mice carry so many diseases, I mean, even if it's cooked and everything.
Mouse droppings and some dead roaches at this spot just off Cathedral Square in Milwaukee.
New number one Chinese restaurant in the 770 North Jefferson building in Easttown. We were here in 2009. Now this spot has a number of new violations and was fined for things like a cook handling raw meat and then touching customers' food without washing his hands. No soap at two of the sinks. And cooked meat in a cooler not kept cold enough.
Is there somebody to talk to about your health inspection? I'm here from Channel 4.
Yeah.
About the violations.
Okay, yeah, but the owner not here.
We left a message for the owner asking about the raw marinated chicken sitting in a cooler above a tub of sauce. That's a cross-contamination risk. Plastic shopping bags being used to store food. And this, mouse droppings in a storage area and dead roaches in a hallway.
We never heard back from the owner on the violations at new number one Chinese. On your side, Courtney Garish, today's TMJ4.
Thank you, Courtney. Smoke me dickies, I say.
God damn, motherfucker, get to talking. All that goddamn shit now. You know what you're talking about? I said it, all they were showing the grinders and all that.
Yes, it's like cows, and they throwing horses in there. And they, by the way, to make sure people know this, they're throwing it in there alive. Not killed and chopped up, but they're throwing it in there live with all the mane and stuff on it and everything. Just throwing it in there.
Hell nah. All right, we waiting for the damn report. This is not the video I was actually talking about. The other one had the one where you seen the one with a Jewish dude? Where they had the rabbi,
yeah.
Talking about his name, rabbi or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And he on there, I mean, my boy going off. He was like, yeah, we've been taking your kids, and he's talking to white people now. He's not talking to black people. And that's what's crazy, too. He talking to white people. Okay, let's see what they say. Hold on.
Blood and we mix it with a Passover blend, and then we throw the bodies into the slaughterhouses that we own, and we grind up all the bodies in the sausage and the hamburger. McDonald's is one of our favorite outlets, and the people, they eat it for breakfast, they eat it, their children for lunch, and you know, as Jews, you know, we gotta do what we do. The most important thing to remember between you, Pastor Wickstrom, and me, Rabbi Amy Finkelstein of New York, that we both have two fathers, and so that's why we look at the world in two different ways. And we know that there's a massive collision that's going to take place between two forces, don't we? Well, that's what your book says. Our book says that we're going to take over the world. Well, I look at you doing a pretty good job right now. Yes, you've done a pretty good job, but you know there's quite an awakening coming. And my father, who's not your father, my father Yahweh, who isn't your father, of course your father is talked about by my father in John 8:44, stating that your father was Satan and that you're the descendant of Cain, who was the first murderer. And you know that's true because you teach it in your synagogue.
Well, that's true, but it's not for you going to know, but right now it's too late. It's over for you, White Grace, so that's why I'm speaking so honestly here, to bring it out into the open so that you can see it for what it is. You've been teaching the people real good, but they don't wake up, do they? You don't get a lot of followers, do they? Because you know why? They're scared of us Jews.
Man, shit. I wish I had my little clip like Bernie Mac said. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. But he ain't talking to us. Now, see, and that's why, you know, my mama and people be always talking about, why you always watch the news and why you always be, you know. I say because you need to watch that shit. Because they know they're not talking about us. But everything that they talking about has got to do everything about us. Because everything that happened to white people, you can goddamn sure guarantee they can't take the heat. So what the fuck is going to do? That shit's going to burn us the fuck up. It's going to come down on us. So if it ain't, if white people are after white people, I don't know what the hell this Jewish motherfucker talking about with some white shit. Color is color, motherfucker. Religion don't see color.
I'm going to tap on something right now. I just got friends watching Mad Fair for the second time within a 24-hour period watching Hidden Colors 3. Because I've seen 1 and 2 already. And they kind of tap into a lot of Hidden Colors. It's a documentary, because especially since you already read a lot of stuff already, it's a documentary. We recommend that you watch.
Yeah.
That were enlightened. You want to see some people enlightened. Cut that mug on and let them tell them to sit there and don't move. Put down your goddamn phone. Put down your computer and watch the whole documentary and take it in, because they say some stuff on there, and all in which in the third one, it's a little more breaking down where anyone can figure it out better. But I feel that one and two are necessary too, because one and two, they're more so more in depth about it. They talk about everything. And we're going to get to the point where we keep realizing that race is not, black people cannot be racist. People think that's a facetious thing being said, but black people can't be racist. It's not scientifically possible.
Well, to get deeper than that, you can't hate yourself.
Exactly. It's a power. You have to have.
You can't hate yourself. If everything comes from us, well, shit, we can't hate us. That's why we can't hate. Even though white people done did all the nasty and vicious shit they done did, we cannot hate them. And everybody be saying, no, white people don't come from us. Come on, man. And I don't get into that conversation. Because you can't explain where the fuck they come from. Because you can't even explain where the fuck you come from. You got motherfuckers here that deny they even come from Africa. And then I don't get talk about you. I'm talking about where your bloodline. And you have to get deeper in your thinking. Your bloodline originates from Africa. You are a descendant of a tribe in Africa.
I feel that that's kind of like, even that's kind of a little bit stretched somewhat. I feel that not only are we from there, we're from here too. I'm going to tell you where I go with that. Because some of the first people, they always want to show you Indians, but they don't never show you the real, like the Aztecs and Mayans. They'll never show you the Olmecs, which are black people before Aztecs and all them. They'll never show you them. And so we've been here. They trying to play this game that we all came over on the ship. Some of us are already here, but they don't want to tell you that because the moment they tell you that, now you got to start explaining stuff, and now you got to explain why we got all these stories out that don't add up.
Hell no. Then when motherfuckers talking about reparations, well, goddamn it, y'all gave the Indians that shit. We need the same. Matter of fact, we need the same shit the Indians got.
Chinese to it too. And they did
times two. We need the same shit y'all gave the Indians. Times two.
But my dad says the best. He said they will never apologize. Like, no, they say, oh man, they'll never truly. I'm gonna put that in front of. They'll never truly apologize to black people. Because my dad said they never do that because with an apology comes reparations, which means
right.
You got to pay
just
for what you did.
Said.
So, exactly.
Just said.
But
hey, well, you all gonna have to give us. We not gonna settle for no goddamn casino.
No.
We're not gonna settle for no little couple of acres of land.
We
spread out
Trump Tower.
We spread out too fast. Come on, man. Come on, man. We everywhere, but nowhere. You talking about compensating just like Europe tried to. Europe did it, though. Europe compensated the Haitians that they fucked over. Some of the Africans that they. Some of the people that they fucked over, Europe compensated them people. So it's not
a joke I started the other day. I had my dad laughing. I was talking about, we have the third eye or whatnot. And I was saying that. No wonder why they always trying not to legalize marijuana or whatnot, and they don't ever think of something they own because their third eye got cataracts. They get that cataract in their third eye, they better start thinking of something they own.
They clearly, yeah. That's real, boy, I'm telling you, but see, now at the same time, when they legalize marijuana, it's going to be, okay, you already know the crime rate going to be at, like, none.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's going to be so bad that people are going to be sitting around watching the police smoking, and then it just become numb to them, you know what I'm saying? Because once you hit that herb, you ain't giving a fuck. You get to the
They're going to create true account. They're going to create economic opportunities for us. So the moment they do that, we're going to start farming the heck out of it. And they don't want to. They don't want to do that. They know that's an economic. That's an economic opportunity for us. In the moment,
that's an economic shutdown.
Because in the prison,
because once motherfuckers start being get the green light to cultivate, then that's when all the hemp finna kick back in. So that was the same thing that happened in the 1930s. They already knew about that. The first car before even the model, Henry Ford built the first car, but it was made of hemp. It was made of hemp, and it ran off of hemp.
It was, they won't admit, I mentioned you, it's funny you brought it up. I made a post about earlier that, because we're talking about, they're talking, this in here, Colors 3, by the way, and I went and did so, because this is what I do. I look at these documentaries, then I go research it myself online and whatnot, just to kind of get a deeper understanding, and I made a joke about what you said. I said, for all the folks who keep saying Henry Ford made the first automobile, I'm going to need you to do your research. Not only did he not invent the first automobile, but he did not invent the assembly line technique either.
Right, okay, yeah. Because I have to get deep in my thinking, too. Because, that, you know what I'm saying, the assembly line, we created the assembly line when we were building the pyramids. We created the assembly line on how to roll them big-ass stones and shit. That was an assembly line.
Exactly. And think about it. That's why they structures always crashing down, because they can't use that same mindset that we use to build this stuff. They can't.
Right.
You gotta have our mind to be able to reenact that.
And your first transportation, shit, you would have to say, because we had chariots. We created chariots, and we put a horse on the front of that bitch. Just because y'all turned that same shit and y'all call it a car, and then you talking about horsepower. It's ran by horsepower. You see what I'm saying? They even acknowledge. It's just so crazy, though. They acknowledge us now. It's not like people ain't acknowledging you. It's just the way that they're acknowledging you, you just don't. You know what I'm saying? We're not trained to readily identify with it.
Mm-hmm.
They use cold words. I'm trying to find this Colors 3, too. Is that a YouTube video?
I'm Hidden Colors 3. You got
Hidden Colors. My bad. Hidden Colors.
Now, I think 1 and 2 might be on YouTube now, but it's a DVD. I definitely, like, it came out this past, it was supposed to go in the movie theaters, actually, and it came out this past weekend, and shoot, man, I got a chance to watch it last night. Today,
the untold history of people of color around the globe.
Yep. Did they talk about religion a lot there too, about some of the characters there?
Wow. Yeah, they actually, that's a damn movie though. I mean, that's some shit that.
Oh yeah, they go on.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna download that. I'll download it.
They had the new version, in the new installment, they got David Banner, Nas, and Paul Mooney. They joined in into the conversation on this one.
Yeah, because you see how David Banner went off when he did his poem.
Mm-hmm.
He I think it was the Tonight Show or somebody. I mean, my boy went off. He went ham. He surprised me. I mean, he really went ham. He went ham. And he blew the hell out of them, you know what I'm saying? He blew the hell out of the white folks and that was sitting in the audience, you know what I'm saying? It's not a threat. You know what I'm saying? Our awakening is not a threat. But you're just going to have people just like you seen in these white folks. You see what they did with the damn Mexicans that tried to come in here on the bus? Well, they ain't even Mexicans.
Yep.
And they ain't even Mexicans. That's the whole fucked up funny part. These motherfuckers ain't even Mexicans. These bitches ain't from Spain. These bitches ain't from Puerto Rico. Because goddamn it, Puerto Rico, they can fly their motherfucking asses. There's no reason. They part of the United States. These people are from Guatemala and all of these third world countries. I'm talking about where shit is really fucked up. That's where these people, Honduras, that's where these people are coming from.
Hispanic, you're automatically Mexican. That's what that is.
You automatically, if you brown skin, you automatically a person of color. So you already got a strike against you. you know.
You walk your
and with the battle that they got going on, the same shit. And you remember I've been saying this for, since I had this radio station.
Yeah.
I've been saying, if you don't like this country, then white people go back to Europe, where you fucking come from.
Exactly.
And let me take it deeper than that, because I had to break it down to a so-called enlightened motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I said they ain't even from Europe. I said they from Russia. Because the Caucasus Mountains, and we just found that out with the damn Boston Bombers, who are from Uzbekistan or wherever the hell is that, and they say it's right next to the Caucasus Mountains.
Yep, because that's where
they are next to the Caucasus Mountains. Where are the Caucasus Mountains? In Russia. So these motherfuckers are Russian. I don't like to overcharacterize them by saying they're Russian. This is like saying all black people are African. Well, technically true, but technically no. We're Haitian, Jamaican, all kind of, you know what I'm saying, descendants of that African self.
Because you
got different tribes of
Africans everywhere. Exactly. They just try to infiltrate and try to phase us out and hide behind a closed door so we can't see it. But because there's a lot of black, and we're not talking about black and Asian. It's a lot of Chinese people that's really black.
I'm talking about it's a lot of Puerto Ricans. I'm talking about blacker than you and me put together.
Yes, but they don't want us to know that.
They don't want you to know that. I mean, you know, shit. The way that they play it up in the rap game, the truth is to be sold and not told, which is such an ass backwards concept, because we didn't have to pay for the knowledge; we just had to seek the knowledge. So those who seek the knowledge will get the knowledge. Anybody else? Yeah, you're gonna pay for it because you're gonna be dumb enough to pay for it.
It's like that joke you say on here. You say, "Oh, guess what? You just won. You won $200 free. You won $200 worth of free information." You make that joke a lot, but really, that's a serious thing because
people try to make people think
that's free.
It made people think when I used to say that. People was thinking like, "Huh? Yeah, I'm giving $200 worth of free information away." But see, it's because it's what they call people. When I be meeting people sometimes, I used to go other places, you know what I'm saying, when I was in the military, they used to be like, "Oh man, you a fast talker." And I'm like, "Bitch, I'm from the South. How the fuck do I talk fast?"
Right.
Like, seriously, you know, I done met people from New York who Zoom, I'm talking about, can over-talk you and talk you out your draws. Because that's a fast talker. That's a sly talker. That's a quick talker. Because they're talking fast, and then your brain is willing to process what they're saying.
Yeah.
And that's how somebody told me. I'm like, what? I ain't no fast talker. I consider myself a slow talker, truthfully, because I want you to hear what I'm trying to say, and I don't like to repeat myself. I see there's no point in keep repeating myself. So if I'm talking too fast, that means you just listening too goddamn slow. And need to speed your listening up, you know. Oklahoma City. Where is that? Ain't that next to you? Ain't Oklahoma next to you?
Right there. Right,
next
state over. Matter of fact, from where I'm at, I can be in Oklahoma about an hour and a half. That's how close it is. You're talking about Tulsa right now, aren't you?
Oklahoma City? It just said Oklahoma City. It didn't get in depth in what factories and all that. You know what I'm saying? Where exactly the factories is at? It gives you that general. You know what I'm saying? That just that general location on, say, you know, these factories. But my whole point still is, how did none of this, even if it's a hoax, how has none of this hit the news? Because y'all they don't never have nothing to talk about anyways.
Because McDonald's,
you know what I'm saying? They always regurgitate something that they heard. But you see how this didn't even get no kind of airplay. I'm talking about on no network. I've been looking. I've been watching.
Cause
and I ain't heard
happens.
Nothing.
The moment they press too hard on them, they're going to take away some of their advertising dollars. They're like, wait a minute. Can't press too hard on them. We got to not say – not talk about McDonald's too much. You know, every now and then they'll say something about McDonald's, but they won't go all the way in because they don't – they know the moment they go too hard, that's going to take away some of their money.
Yeah, I already know. I don't do McDonald's. I don't do Wendy's. I don't do anything to say fast food. No such thing as fast food. If your food is running, then shit, you need to leave that shit alone. Don't try to catch it. You know what I'm saying? You need to leave that alone.
It's fast food. How fast can it be in my mouth?
I mean, that's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, other than that, you know, I want some. I'm going to pull up and say, hey, I need some slow food. Do y'all got some slow food? I need slow food because I want my shit cooked. I want my shit vaporized. I want my shit super nuked. You know what I'm saying? I don't want it fake fried. You know what I'm saying? Because the burger's already becoming cooked. You know, that shit becoming already.
I never figured that out. How is that premium meat? And that's really, and how long? McDonald's not adding.
Because
up,
the
man.
Meat is already damn near cooked. All they got to do is slap that shit onto the grill and so-called finish cooking it the rest of the way. What I'm saying is once you start cooking something, it keeps continuously cooking.
Yep.
So it's already done. So when you sit up here and re-cook something, you re-cooking something?
Mm.
Oh, man, then Burger King the worst for it because they never change the grease out. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That commercial be true. What a white dude sitting up there, I think it was the McDonald's commercial, but they was talking about Burger King, or was one of them talking about each other.
Taco Bell.
And the dude's slipping, and he tells them,
"Yeah, okay, well, I need you to do
first."
Taco Bell either. They shouldn't
even
run their mouth.
All of them.
I think Taco Bell worse. They're the worst minds of them all.
I believe all of them. And you know what I'm saying? I believe all of them do it. You know, and it's a travesty that, you know what I'm saying, the shit's still getting, these people still getting away with it. You know what I'm saying? But, like I say, the dude that you seen, that you heard talking in the video, the rabbi dude, you know what I'm saying? Him and other people like him, they have them sadistic thoughts, but they're so old school they don't understand that technology has bypassed all of their bullshit.
Yeah.
And exposes them on a daily basis. So they never thought of a Twitter. They never thought of a Facebook. They never thought of a Blog Talk Radio. They never thought of the internet. You know what I'm saying? Before they was, because he said we've been doing this. I believe that billion served. Yeah, that's a billion kids served. That's a billion kids served.
Yeah,
but I ain't got
a lot
enough
of
balls. I personally don't have enough balls to stand in front of a McDonald's with a motherfucking sign that says, "Hey, how's your human meat?"
I don't need it because you know. They finna pull them out.
They'll kill your ass, man. These crazy motherfuckers will shoot your ass through a drive-by. God damn it, we ain't even in Chicago.
Oh, you just said a drive-by. Oh. Yeah, you need to go look at third and stop, man. So you can see, because you just touch on something, and it just in there, too.
Hey, man, look at here. I mean, McDonald's killed more people than Chicago.
All right. Oh my God, man. And then they got slick. You know, they get real slick about it now. I think they low, if I'm not mistaken, they've gotten into the fact of saying, would you like to make that a large all over again? Because they stopped saying supersize me, but what's the difference? You still saying the same thing, and now y'all stop saying supersize. And now, would you like to make that a large? You know, what they do you now? Y'all
right.
didn't